Over the past week, there's been about 450 polar researchers that have been holding a conference at the University of Tasmania. It's the first such conference in more than a decade, and they've described it as an emergency summit. And that's because we've seen some very rapid and extreme changes taking place in Antarctica in recent times. So there have been heat waves where the temperature has been about 40 degrees above average. There's been record low sea ice levels last year. Scientists were describing it as a once in 7.5 million year event. And yet we've seen similar sea ice levels this year again. And so all of this is a sign of global warming, and that leads to, of course, to sea levels to rise. And the scientists at this conference have issued a statement saying, nowhere on Earth is there a greater cause for uncertainty in sea level projections than in East Antarctica. And that's, of course, the area where the Australian Antarctic Territory is. And they say there's enough ice there, if it were to all melt, to raise global sea levels by 50 metres. And they say that would have immense implications for Australia's infrastructure and coastline. Here's a little of what one of the researchers had to say.
We throw around the word unprecedented quite a lot in climate science, but it really is true. We have seen shifts in the sea ice that were beyond our wildest imaginations. We have seen heat waves that were 40 degrees warmer than expected weather. We have seen entire colonies of emperor penguins lose all of their young in a breeding season. To describe it as anything other than an emergency sells these drastic changes short.
So, Jono, what kind of action are these researchers calling for?
Well, what they want to see is an immediate reduction in carbon in the atmosphere. They say that unless greenhouse gas emissions can be reduced, it'll really lock in some of these potential sea level rises for future generations. And they also want to see research prioritised to ensure that we really get a clear picture of what's taking place and what we can expect. So those researchers, they're really saying that there's no time to waste when it comes to taking action in relation to climate change and specifically in relation to Antarctica.
Jono Gibson in Hobart there, thank you.